In an age of globalization and a shrinking manufacturing sector, two young men in Wheeling are hedging their bets and running with a business idea that first took off in 1854. Hand-forged tools actually took off much earlier, but Warwood Tool has been in the tool forging business for over 160 years now. Hammers, crowbars, pickaxes, you name it. Some factory workers at Warwood Tool laughed when they told me that some folks in town know it's time to get up when their bed starts to rattle. While showing me the factory machine that shakes the whole town, Logan Hartle, the company's new president, remembered his first time through the factory a couple of years ago.
And it was incredible. We saw this and we're like, my goodness, how cool is this place? You know, my background is in manufacturing, so I've worked at places like Toyota, and I actually used to work at Technocab down the road, and never seen anything like this, though. We fell in love with the place when we walked through here. It's incredible.
The machine Hartle is standing in front of is the biggest drop forge in the factory. It's a piece of machinery that uses gravity and a 3,000-pound weight to pound a glowing piece of steel into a tool. Workers throw these tools under the forge between drops. It's a crazy scene.
I love it. I don't get bored, let's put it that way.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk into this place and you can just, I mean, you see how, for lack of a better term, old this place is. I mean, you see it on the floor. I mean, our newest piece of equipment's 30 years old.
That's Logan Hartle's business partner, vice president and general sales manager, Philip Carl.
Look at the floor, for crying out loud. I mean, it's black with soot from the machines. This place is old, so there's a lot to do. Like Logan said, you're never bored. I mean, there's always something.
The two Marshall County boys, Philip and Logan, are both 28 years old. They went to high school together. They got degrees at the same time at West Virginia University. And for a while, they found work outside of the state. But they decided they wanted to work together somehow. And they wanted to come home.
You know, we're sitting there hanging out, having a couple of beers one night. We're like, well, what are we going to do? What is there to do here? And, you know, you figure it out. We forced ourselves to stay until we found something that fit our mold that was a doable business in Wheeling. And dumb luck, honest to God, it was right place, right time, right people. It was. People have been trying to buy this business from what the Horanzos were telling us. I mean, he's had offers from China, from, you know, throughout different parts of the United States for the better part of the last 10 years.
Horanzo is the former president of Warwood Tool. He's a former mayor of Wheeling who spent 50 years with the company. Philip and Logan believe that in addition to their timing just being good, the former owner wanted to make sure the new owners were local and that they would take care of the employees. So, with help from family to buy the business, Logan and Philip signed the paperwork 4 months ago, and they retained all 13 current employees. For now, the young businessmen simply hope to maintain while they learn the ins and outs from some of the folks who've been there a little while longer, like the plant manager, Cliff Thorngate. He's been employed at Warwood Tool for 40 years.
I mean, they've brought, fresh blood to the place, you know, and I think the place needed it. They're marketing the place. And I think it'll be good for us. I think everybody here feels the same way. I really do.
Cliff took me through the factory. The main building has big, tall, like over 20-foot ceilings, with big windows that look out onto Warwood on one side and the Ohio River on the other. It's spacious, but full of big machines like the drop forge and furnaces breathing fire with various pieces of metal sticking out like toothpicks.
So at any one day, are all of these machines going?
Well, not right now. I mean, we use them all, but I mean, we kind of jump around for what, you know, orders we have. Back in the 70s, about everything in here ran when we had 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
But we've found our own little niche, and we know what it is, and so we work from that.
Cliff points to one especially giant hand press that was originally used to forge hammers. He says it was brand new when they first got it in 1928. The drop forge is used to make hammers today, but he says they found other uses for this press.
We do use it for other things. We use it for straightening claw bars. We make cutter ends on it. We haven't made hammers, per se, on this press probably for 30 years that way.
So would you say that this type of work takes a lot of skill?
Oh, yes. It's something that you don't learn overnight. Something that you work on every day and you learn as you go.
Cliff showed me where the steel comes in at one end of the factory. From there, it's cut to size, heated, pounded into shape, heated again or tempered, which is when they reheat a piece of steel to bring the grains of steel closer together. Cliff explains that the tempering process and the fact that the tools are made of one continuous piece of steel, well, that makes the tools exceptionally strong. Eventually, a tool like a crowbar or a pickaxe or a hammer makes its way to the other end of the factory where it's painted. Company president Logan Hartle says the end result is an American, West Virginian-made quality tool. But you won't find Warwood tool products in big box store. The company's president and the general sales manager, Philip Carl, explains that in the world of tool manufacturing, generally speaking, you either sell to consumers or you sell to industry. The Warwood tool business model has been to supply steel and coal industry companies with the tools they need on the job. As those industries have been declining in the region, Logan says they're working to identify the next market.
We sell a lot to Canada. We sell a lot to the Midwest. But actually, we've shipped to Singapore. We've shipped to Australia. We've shipped to
England.
England we've shipped to. So anybody who's willing to pay for shipping, we'll ship.
The businessmen are also working to build clientele in the oil and gas industry and to develop a market online. But Philip says some things will always be the same.
We'll always be 100% made in America. We will always manufacture out of Wheeling, West Virginia. We will always handle with U.S. hickory and ash, and we will always use our U.S. union labor.
So while other communities might be looking to revitalize with the next big thing, these two young businessmen are banking on a traditional West Virginia product. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Warwood.